Well, joining us now is the new executive director of Art Prize. He was formerly with the American Film Institute and the website Internet Movie Database, IMDb.com. Christian Gaines joins us from Grand Rapids. Welcome to Stateside.
Well, thanks for having me.
Christian, you bring such a wealth of experience that you've had working with film festivals. You've worked with Sundance and Cannes, and you've worked with the AFI and the Internet Movie Database. And it struck me that all of that work is about making film accessible and understandable and lifting the audience to a higher level of understanding about film. Is that your vision of what Art Prize could do for art?
Well, I think that that's a great intro. I certainly think that there are parallels that you can draw between the two worlds. Here at Art Prize in Grand Rapids, we're, you know, obviously working with art and artists and audiences and the connections between those things. And I certainly think that you see those kinds of connections in the film festival world as well.
So what drew you personally to say, all right, I'm going to leave the film festival world and I'm coming to this international art competition that is really so unlike anything else?
Well, again, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's one of the things that really pulled me here is that Art Prize really is unique. There's nothing else really quite like it. And it seems to have accomplished in its short five-year life what I think a lot of other arts and cultural institutions are really kind of looking closely at, which is how to, you know, convert people from sort of passive consumers into passionate advocates for art and artists. And it seems that over the last 5 years, Art Prize has done that. Not by the hundreds or by the thousands, but by the hundreds of thousands of people. This is a phenomenon.
I noticed on your website on artprize.org that there was a notation that many of the 400,000 visitors to Art Prize last year had their very first experience engaging with art right there on the streets of Grand Rapids. And I'm wondering, what do you think they get from being introduced to art in that setting, in downtown Grand Rapids, that's different from walking into a gallery or going to a museum?
Well, you know, I think that art is such a personal experience, and what you get out of it is an ability to be able to look at something, to be able to kind of connect with the personal experience, whatever personal experience you have with that piece of art, and then being able to articulate your feelings about it, even if it's a, you know, if it's a positive or even if it's a negative experience. I sort of feel that it's better to have looked at a piece of art and decided that it's not for you then and articulate that rather than to never have looked at art and to have no opinion at all. So I think that that's the first thing, which is it encourages people that that their opinion is something that counts and that matters. And I think that's the first part of it. I think the second part of it is very much how Art Prize is very much rooted in a sense of place. You know, Art Prize is as much about the pieces that you look at as where they are and the journey of discovery in getting to where they are. So I think that I think one of the things that especially new attendees really look forward to is wandering around the city and exploring and peering around and yielding to the experience and wondering where the art is and is that art and is this art. And I think that whole experience and when you come across a piece of art outside of a museum, say if it's on a bridge or in the river or in a public park, you really think about the decision to put it exactly where it is and why it's there and what's around it and what that all means.
So it's in my world as opposed to me walking into a gallery and being in that world.
I think that's well put.
Now, the idea, Christian, that all of this is free, what do you think that means to the image of Art Prize and to the quality of the art that you'll be showing this year?
Well, I think that having free events and having an event that draws people in part because it's free, it can only be a good thing. I think that it's a wonderful thing, not just for the participants, but also for the city of Grand Rapids and actually for the arts community and for the arts and cultural community at large. I also think you can't underestimate sort of the use of technology in Art Prize. So often technology seems to be some sort of an afterthought in the process. And from the very beginning, Art Prize has utilized, has deployed technology through artprize.org or through the smartphone app in kind of an elegant, fluid, and natural way to really encourage engagement among the audience as well as among artists. So, Art Prize is an open competition. It's open to anybody who wants to be an artist. So, you know, our involvement is in making sure that we have a platform, making sure that we introduce rules, but as few of them as possible, to kind of create this sort of level playing field. And what emerges from that platform is really out of our hands. It's really in the hands, you know, ultimately of artists and venues and curators. And then what emerges as the ultimate winner is obviously not in our hands either.
And it's in the hands of the public. And I'm wondering, what's your greatest hope, first, for the tens of thousands of visitors who'll be coming to Grand Rapids between now and October 6th?
Mm-hmm. I hope that we're able to kind of blow their mind a little bit. I hope that we get them to kind of think in new ways, to be able to kind of gain new perspectives and sort of see things in a different light. I also hope that it encourages them the ability to be able to articulate with confidence and enthusiasm their opinions around art.
And for those 1,800 artists who are showing their works.
For those 1,800 artists, I want them to think of Art Prize and Grand Rapids as a place where artists are recognized and adored and celebrated and honored for the work that they do. I want them for it to be a crazy, busy, hectic, happy place from the very, very beginning to the very end and hopefully beyond the 19 days of Art Prize. I want them to have exposed their work. I want to honor them for the courage that it takes not just to be an artist, but also to expose your work to strangers. You know, that takes a lot of guts. And that's something that I hope that we can instill in artists, that we honor and respect that idea.
Christian Gaines, the new executive director of Art Prize. The competition opened today and runs through October 6th. You can get all the details on the artist and the competition for that $200,000 top prize and the $100,000 juried prize. You can just go to their website, artprize.org. Christian Gaines, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.